This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and here's a sign of social change that seems to have been stifled by some citizens worried about their Muslim neighbors. A Muslim community center in Boca Raton, Florida, was supposed to be a polling site for this year's elections, but the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections decided to remove the mosque from the list of polling places, responding to what officials are calling complaints from the public. Of the 869 polling locations in Palm Beach County, 97 are churches and 3 are synagogues. Joining me now is Leila Abdulaziz, the Legislative and Government Affairs Director at the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Florida. Leila, have you been able to get any explicit descriptions of the complaints themselves that supposedly came from the public?
We've gotten various examples from journalists that are working with us and covering it. Some have been told that people were complaining, saying they didn't want to vote in a mosque. Some people were calling in saying that they didn't think that they would be able to enter the mosque. Obviously, the Islamic Center, because it was a polling location, met all requirements to be a polling location and was going to accommodate the legal, you know, necessities of welcoming voters on election day.
How would you not be comfortable voting in a mosque or going into a mosque? It's not as though a mosque represents some specific gender segregation or some ritual of purity that to be in its presence would in some way contradict any other lifestyle in America.
I think this really speaks to the very legitimate hatred, misinformation, and misrepresentation of the Islamic faith that various groups in our state and around the country are spreading around the Muslim community, Islamic centers. I participate in various interfaith events at mosques, synagogues, churches, and whenever we welcome the interfaith community into mosque locations throughout the state of Florida, people feel very welcome. They're very excited to experience firsthand what it's like being inside of an Islamic center, inside of a mosque. And it's these kinds of experiences that we need to promote and encourage, because it's these kinds of experiences that allow communities to learn about one another and to love one another.
We reached out to the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections for some sort of comment. We've not heard anything. Has the Supervisor of Elections and the Board of Elections, any official in the county, talked to you about what the likelihood is of this being reversed or any explanation?
We have not heard back, but we have asked that the decision be reversed ahead of the election cycle.
What would it take? Is it just a vote of the board, or can it be done?
A simple decision by the Supervisor of Elections to reinstate the Islamic Center as a polling location. That's all we would ask for.
Is there any list of mosques that are currently polling locations in the United States that are likely to be open for Democratic business in November this year?
There is not a consolidated list, but, you know, throughout the country, and especially in communities with large Muslim American populations, the Muslim community has been doing exactly that, trying to establish their Islamic centers as polling locations to encourage the public to visit the centers and to get to know the members of the community.
And even though there is no consolidated list, you're pretty certain that on election day this year, the number of mosques as polling places will not be zero.
Let's hope not. Let's hope that this doesn't set a precedent that other counties and states and cities will follow.
Speaking to us from Tampa, Florida, Leila Abdulaziz is Legislative and Government Affairs Director at the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Florida. Leila, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.